Well, Lagos, Nigeria, good morning to you. What a day to be alive. It's a day the Lord has made indeed for us to be glad and rejoice in it, and nothing is taking us away from that. How are you doing today? Hope you're having a good time. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast of programs right here from the early hours of today to this point in time. If you have, well, good for you. If you haven't, maybe you're just joining. Well, good for you still, because I know you've missed a lot, but hey, better late than never, all right? Welcome indeed. This is What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Always stress the stretch it, depending on what part and how you want to go about it. The What's Up Lagos, you know, that's where the screaming comes in to ensure that you are alive and well. All right, it is the show that brings to you happiness. We deliver, you know, a dose of happiness in each and every home, each and every office, each and every area, right in the city of Lagos and beyond. It is the show hosted by the first real-life couple to co-host a radio show, live radio show on the continent, and at the second in the world. That's something we should take pride in. Because I get people, how you guys take the duam? It's only God. It's God at the end of the day, right? And now, over the years, I've got to realize why people, you know, we didn't understand initially when people say, how come? How are you guys doing it? How is it possible that you are co-hosting a show where you guys have fights? That's the first question they ask. Where you guys have fights?
How do you handle it?
You know, it was strange to us initially. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, years, I mean, this is the 8 months of doing this, or 7 months of doing this, 7 months.
Yeah.
And I just realized personally, I don't know if you've noticed.
Okay.
That actually, it's not easy.
Hmm.
It's, you must be put together emotionally.
Yeah.
For you to be able to handle this. Because the truth is, it comes with several attacks. It comes with several. So people ask questions with good faith. They don't know that question. The question they're asking is actually, in a way, stylishly, you know, could cause problem later.
Mm.
You know, things like that. And then it comes with a lot of sacrifice.
A lot of sacrifice.
If anybody's going to try to do it, man, be ready to sacrifice on both sides.
That's right.
It's nothing like, you know, two people just coming together to do a radio show. Trust me, it's much more than that.
It's much, exactly. I think that we didn't really realize that there's much more. There's going to be much more to it than just coming and doing the show.
That's right.
Get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot. And I want to also appreciate you.
Hey, I've got to appreciate you too.
You're doing well.
You're doing well too. You know, the truth is, without us being on the same page, that means you have to be on the same page every freaking day.
Ah.
Do you know what that means, guys? You've got to. You know, you are fighting, you don't prep. You're not preparing. You know, you have to, by force. Or you're fighting, I'm not good. If you can't say, I'm not going to go to work, go ahead. I'll go and meet you. At the end of the day, man, you still meet yourself in the studio.
Exactly.
So there's so many sacrifices. So if anyone is thinking of doing, I mean, for those who are probably, it's a bit different because it's not couples working together. That's a common thing. Co-hosting a live show comes with its own, its own attendant challenges. But it's so sweet, especially for us because we're best of friends, irrespective of what happened. You know, our bond is beyond, you know, what...
Your radio show,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You're going to get some people all mushy up today.
See, the moment we just come on and say the techers, some people are already mushy up. Even singles who don't want to get married before. Even those who are being like, what is marriage about? Me, I'm going to get married. What is it? Is it by force? They are changing their minds small, you know, they're like listening to that.
But don't be under any pressure.
Uh-huh.
Don't be under any pressure to get married.
That's
trust
right.
me. It's something that you have to be prepared both mentally, but physically, and every otherwise, you know, before you can say you want to get married to someone. It takes a whole lot.
Yeah.
It takes a whole lot.
Another topic.
Yeah.
For another day.
But how are you, though?
I'm doing good. Green is fabulous. And I was just laughing looking at a story today on the family clinic, which will come up at 11.
Yes.
I was just laughing. I said, you know, wow. Well, I'd be like...
Bicycle.
And life always repeats itself. And God, I just be praying, God, any bad thing in my life that I've done...
Oh, my God.
Whether by knowledge or I don't know...
Oh, my God.
Please, God, don't. I don't know. Just push it. Let it go far.
Are you for real
now? If I made
now?
Any mistake. You know why?
Why?
Because life is like bicycles, as if things
keeps coming back. What you think that you have dumped in your past can come to the future to haunt you.
The past has a way of haunting people. So I just look at people who are being bad. They're being bad guys. You know, they are being bad guys or bad ladies. Like, now you are the action person right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are the commando in running things, you know.
Okay.
I just look at them and just laugh. You know why?
Why?
You see, that tape go play again.
Hmm.
It has a way of coming back.
Yeah.
And I just
is that not what they call karma?
Karma. Or your past haunting you.
Hmm.
One of the two. And sometimes it's not whether you like it or it's not a decision. Some people are lucky or the past does not haunt them. It goes to haunt some other innocent people.
People, yeah. Because I was going to say, what if they die and they pass on and, no, you know, what's going to happen?
If you die, man, you are past it. Nothing can haunt you again. The worst that can happen to you has happened. You know, and stuff like that. So it's just scary because our story today, much at 11 o'clock,
yeah.
we got to find it. I mean, it has to do with somebody's past. Not those things you just do and say, it's just, you know, for now, let's run it like that.
Up.
From there, the thing just come back.
Aye.
I'm so tempted to let it out, but hey, we cannot but before hearing from Lagos.
That's right.
That's why.
Lagos, Nigeria, how are you doing this morning? It's the 26th of August, 2021. It's a Thursday, and what a day to be alive, like I always say.
It is a day the Lord has made for us to be glad and you rejoice in it.
That's right, Lagos. Uh-huh. So how are you doing this morning? I hope that you're having a wonderful time. Listening to us on the radio already. It's time to kick off What's Up Lagos with the Techies. And you know, as usual, it is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Always fun. Never a dull moment here. Never a dull moment here. So first of all, how are you doing? You tell us what's going on around your area. Scream What's Up Lagos and we'll be right here to scream right back at you.
Just alive,
you know. The number is 0700-993-993-993. And the female only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp comment, you can do that on
0809-597-5805.
That's right.
We'll get to the call straight up. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos. Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
Man.
Good morning. That felt so energetic.
You know, I was listening to both of you.
Uh-huh.
When you were conversing.
Uh-huh.
Discussing about family issues.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I said, myself, I go soon marry myself.
Oh, my.
Oga Collins, you know, say, anytime he comes to you, I feel all your vibes.
Mm-hmm.
All your advice, everything, I listen to you.
Oh.
Wow.
And you are doing a very great job.
Thank you so much. You are really inspiring us, seriously.
Mm.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And each time I come to office in the morning like this, I listen to you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And now I'm even listening to both of you, how you were discussing. In fact,
yeah.
It's more like you people are just an icon encouraging people who are not yet married.
Mm.
Thank you.
And we love this.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Wow. Good job.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm Benjamin calling from Ikeja. And Collins, please, Mr. Jimmy Dusu was celebrating his anniversary. So I called him and he said he has a gift for me. So they said they will get back to me. I've not received any gift yet.
All right.
So I don't know when they will call me.
All right. Someone will get your number right now. And I'm sure someone will get your number right now and then, of course, get across to him. If he says he was going to get back to you, trust me, he will get back to you.
All right.
I'm sure he has a lot in his left carpet, pocket. He will hand you something, as he used to say. Well, let's get back to hearing from Lagos. How do you feel when you get to hear people say that? I mean, the past 7 months have been a lot of commendations.
It comes with some kind of responsibility and awakening.
You cannot do anyhow.
You know, at first, right? And that's the thing about us. I don't think we're trying to fake it or trying to portray a setting perfect situation, kind of, because nothing is exactly perfect.
That's right.
But we're only trying our best to make things work.
That's right.
So it puts some kind of pressure sometimes
let's make it happen.
That's great. Make it work. We need to go on a break quickly. When we come back, we want to hear more from you, Lagos. Stay with us.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. 10:35 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techers, and right now is the feel of Lagos. Let's know how you're feeling this morning. What's going on around your area? You want to talk to us about that?
Mm-hmm.
Share with us what it is that you're feeling right now.
Yeah. We can't wait to hear. The numbers haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993.
That's What's Up. Mm-hmm. And on WhatsApp, we have Cordis from Iju Ishaga. Mm-hmm. Says, What's Up, Lagos? My best couple, ever. Sending plenty hugs and kisses to you both. Thank you for the hugs and kisses. We love it.
Send money.
Anthony Ojo says, What's up, Lagos? It's my birthday. I'm glad and happy. Oof. I'm alive. Mm. Wow. I have lots of friends, mates, family members to hand of death, but I'm grateful that I'm still here. I'm not the best yet, but I'm grateful to the Almighty. What's up, Lagos? Peace and love, guys. Happy birthday to you, Anthony.
Happy birthday, Anthony. That's it. It's good to acknowledge the fact that you're alive, because it's pure grace.
Mm.
You know, I'm telling you.
Yes,
and it's a gift. And celebrating, marking a birthday is a blessing indeed.
It is. Hello? All right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Wow. That was plenty. Good morning, man. How do you feel after doing that? That must have been relieving.
My name is Jackson. I'm calling from Shangotedo.
Wow. Welcome, Jackson. Welcome.
Welcome. Wow. A lot of energy, man.
Yeah. You've got to beat my imagination to understand for the very first time I've been listening to you guys that you are real life couples. I'm actually driving. I have been like loving. I say, wow, how you guys do it?
I know.
All right. I know.
Right, but we're here. We're doing it.
In fact, this I want to call it a heavenly combo. Honestly,
wow. Heavily, wow. Heavily.
Okay.
thank you so much. We'll add that to the list of appellations.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Jackson.
That's my feeling this morning. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you. Oh, man. I love that kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But Sangutedo, how are you guys doing, man? How's security? How is everything? You know, Lagosians have a way of just surviving.
Yeah.
No matter what the situation is, you go, you see the conditions people live in and they're happy. Hmm. You wonder where the happiness comes from. I think we have to give ourselves some kudos, right?
I also want to ask the question that are people really happy?
Or is it suffering and smiling?
Yeah, are we really happy? Yeah, you know, it's good. It's a good thing that we try to promote happiness.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that we try to promote positivity and encourage that we be happy regardless of how tough situations might be.
Yeah.
But when we're looking at our mental health and the real states of our minds, are we really happy?
Well, the big answer is no. But let's get back to the call. Azubuike is on the line. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Lagos.
Chest alive. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yep.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Great.
Coming to the talking point this morning. Whenever I start listening to you, people show. It reminds me to become like you people.
Ah,
wow.
Really?
Because if it is giving us a vibe to become like you people.
Wow.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Where were you?
So, if it is doing a great job so much.
Thank you.
And what is happening in my environment here is that we don't have light.
What area is that?
It is Oshodi.
Oshodi.
Yes. My own area.
All right.
So we are having a heat disturbance due to the scarcity of light that NEPA is giving us in our area. So that is the only thing that's happening in my own area. Just for that. Yeah, okay.
All right, great to know.
Thank you. Nice
and you too. Thank you so much, Azubuike, and thanks for the compliments. Well, you back to your question. The truth is, people have learned over the years and how to make the best out of every situation. They do not let situations weigh them down, and that's one thing we need to give Lagosians specifically and Nigerians in general. You know, we just have a way of surviving. You know, some would say suffering, but the truth is, this would have a toll on us at the end of the day if people do not take deliberate measures to deal with their mental state and consult experts from time to time. All right, you could get that temporary fix to your situation, your mental situation, or your pressure, the challenges you face for a while. You could get that even part by listening on the radio show for a moment. You could just take your mind off. But the majority of the time you spent yourself, you will still go back to the realities of the things that you're faced with.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why we always, even on the show, we get to encourage people. We bring some experts from time to time. We encourage people to talk to experts. Identify what your challenge is, what the emotions are that you're feeling, and then get to see an expert that can help you guide all your emotions. That's it.
I mean, I'm glad that you mentioned that identify the emotions that you're feeling at the moment, because it's very important.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have just a lot of them just going on and on. All of these emotions, it could be regret, it could be anger, it could be you're frustrated, it could be a lot of all these emotions, and if we're not able to put a word to it, to identify this and that, we can't really navigate to what is causing, you know, those
emotions.
Or triggering, those emotions. So it's good.
And that's right. Some people, it's not just anger. Some people, it's envy. Some people, they cannot just stop envying. And it's a problem they have.
Envy an emotion? Is it an emotion?
Well, I don't know.
Or it's a character flaw? I'm just asking.
Anyway, whether it's character flaw or emotion.
It's an emotion.
No, it's character flaw, right? So, no, I'm just saying that some people, because of the way they feel, if you're feeling depressed, you're feeling down, you're feeling regrets, if you do not manage it well, it could lead to you envying people that you think are doing good. I know people who have opened up to me. By the way, I'm not a counselor, so they opened up to me and said, "Oh boy, say man, I would like every time I see this particular." You know, sometimes I just go online on Instagram, the way I feel is as if, you know, I just feel like I'm not achieving anything. And then if I don't manage my emotions well, it could lead to me hating and envying people. I think that's exactly what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guys, whatever it is, you have to, like Andrea mentioned also, identify what the emotion is and then find the help to deal with it.
That's right.
We do it.
I mean, hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What's up, Lego?
Just alive.
Yes, so I want you.
Yes, so
you took us. I hear you.
We greet you double.
I hear your ministry. You are doing well.
We bless the Lord.
Yes, so when are we moving to the permanent site?
Very soon, my brother. Very soon. Keep us in your prayers.
Yes, yeah.
We're collecting offering very soon.
Yes, so I'll be your chief usher.
To direct people.
I want to say kudos to Andrea, really.
Ah.
Yes, last week you really hit it up, man. You covered up for what's her name again. Can you imagine?
Okay.
12 p.m. Delhi, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you mean Joyce?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, okay.
Name just keep my mind.
Yeah.
You did a good job. It was not easy, actually. Mm,
I know, it wasn't, trust me. But yeah, we're here. We did good. Thank you.
for somebody who actually talks to people all the time, you know, it gets to a point, your saliva just finished.
You can't imagine.
I tell you.
No, I had a bottle of water beside me, so I kept drinking.
It takes some energy, really.
Yes, it does.
Not easy. More grace to Abel.
Amen.
Yeah, so, for mental state thing, it's a very vital issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've personally been dealing with that for some weeks now.
Wow.
It has been intense, I'm telling you. Serious pressure on my mind, a lot of things. And I've been really bottling up for long. And I see it's not that healthy, really.
Yeah.
To bottle it up. So I decided to open up to a few trusted people who I could actually talk to.
Mm-hmm.
There was at least some relief coming in. Yet. So it's better than bottling it up.
That's right.
And keeping it. At least last year, I lost a female friend to suicide.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been bottling it up all this while, and she just, in fact, she was writing, she was a poet, so she was writing some kind of stuff, you know, you will know that this thing is leading towards something dangerous,
which
are write-ups, and we were trying to reach her, she just switched off her phone and everything, so everybody left home before you know it, she just took poisonous substance, and then... before they got back, rushed out to it, she gave up.
Wow.
She's been bottling it up, you know, for long. And she refused to open up to people. You know. So I don't know. In Nigeria here, we need to have mental health facilities. Centers, maybe in every local government areas in Nigeria.
It's very
important.
Yes, you are right. I mean, that's the right thing to do. But you see, right now, we can't wait till government and somebody builds a medical health center. We have to be ourselves. We have to be our brother's keeper.
Mm.
All right? We can help each other overcome this. You see, what people... Thank you for sharing with us and don't give up.
Thank you.
And suicide, of course, should never be an option.
Yeah.
What we fail to understand that a lot of people have not understood. I was having a deep conversation with someone yesterday and it reminded me of the fact that truly, truly, when we keep saying that surviving another week in the pandemic, we're not just saying it because it rhymes, week and pandemic. No, we're saying it to remind you that you are doing well. You have done well to survive. Because let me tell you, this COVID-19 hit us so hard. You know, when they hit you hard, I don't know if you play any sports, there are different kind of injuries. If you in soccer, you know, you get when they hit you for your ankle, that means you will not be able to play soccer. Like, you will need to wait for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You have that kind of body injury that you can't do it. Even if you try to. So there are injuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are times you have a cut on your foot and you have a blister under your foot, but you are still playing soccer. For those who play football, I mean, like me, you know, you have a blister under your foot, but you still play. You want to play and you even feel the pain. But they are the ones that will knock you down flat. There's nothing you can do. You see when some players, even in professional football, you see them crying because they know this is a serious injury. That's the kind of injury some all of us sustained. You have to understand that. Sustained by the heat of the COVID-19. That's the truth. So you cannot expect that things will just pick up immediately.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have been in that position of expecting that by now things will open. Things are opening up gradually.
Yeah.
For some people, it hasn't still opened. It's just still hanging there.
True.
You have to first understand that you're hit badly. And when you're hit badly, it takes time for you to recover.
True.
And one of the ways is for you to not allow it continue to eat you up. Not going back to the past and start thinking, well, it's because of COVID. I'm making an excuse. You just have to move on.
True,
right? I was hit.
But you know, it's truth is, it's easier said than done.
Hi,
Frank.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I can hear that.
Yeah. I want to thank you people for what you are doing. You are giving us joy. Yeah.
Really?
Enjoy your program.
Nice one. Nice
thank
one.
You.
You are a perfect example to families.
Yo. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I want to use this opportunity to thank God for adding another year to my years. Today is my birthday.
Yay! We're going to sing a happy birthday song to you right now. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
And also, concerning the mental issue we are discussing. Sometimes I myself, because of the nature of my health, sometimes I used to be so worried. Sometimes, you know, my mind, somebody can be talking to me. I will not be listening or, you know, on hearing the pain due to a lot of thoughts. My mind will just go out.
Wow.
You know, but I'm, you know, depending on God. God is helping me because of the situation of my eyes. I'm visually impaired.
Oh.
I'm the one that used to call you from Badagry.
Okay.
No.
So sometimes my situation used to get me
get to
worried.
You.
Yeah.
But you have to keep encouraging you. I mean, life is so beautiful. Remember that you being alive is an encouragement to somebody out there. And yeah, absolutely. So I love that spirit. That's the right spirit, man. Keep the positive mind going. And like they say, positive will always attract positive. Thank you, Frank, for calling.
Thank you so much, Frank. But really, wow. Wow, I have very few words right now.
For him, but it's a birthday, so we'll sing. We're going to sing a song for him.
We're going to sing a happy birthday song, not me singing.
Okay.
I didn't say I was going to
sing. We'll jam a song.
But we'll jam a song.
Jam it where?
I shouldn't jam a song.
Jamming.
Oh, you want me to sing a happy birthday song too?
You just a line or two, you know.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday
to you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you. And to every other person celebrating their birthdays today.
Yeah.
That one's for you. Even though I playfully did it.
You, you know, I mean, she just said it out there. People were like, how many talents this girl gets up? You know, she's planning things though, but not yet. Don't worry, you got to find out. Beautiful. I always love it when you sing, you know that for sure. The phone lines are buzzing. Let's see how many calls
we have packed that aspect.
Don't pack it.
We have packed it one time. We have packed it one side.
I will talk to Universal Music. They will sign
we
you.
We have packed it one side.
She's selling you, Matu.
We have packed it.
We will not pack it in Jesus' name.
We have packed it.
It's not packed, sir.
My heart was shattered the day I went for an audition.
But that was many years ago.
My heart was shattered. And I didn't have the courage anymore to find myself venturing into music. I'm just there doing my choir stuff if I still have to.
Andrea, that I know. You cannot.
Except I sing in the bathroom.
She does not give up. She will not give up.
Well, there's so many other things I could do with my voice.
You are going to sing, sir.
There's so many other things I could do with my voice.
I need to. I'm talking to you. Versus music.
Hello. There are so many other things I can do with my voice. I can't believe this guy walked out of the studio. Anyway, Lagos, it's all about you this time. Tell us what's going on around your area. How are you doing? And if today is your birthday, shout out to you. Happy birthday to you. And yeah, I think it's about that time we picked some calls. Hello?
What's up, Megan?
Chess Alive. Welcome, welcome.
I'm Colin. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've missed you.
Oh, really? Where have you been? Where did you go? Did you go somewhere? Did you travel somewhere?
Wow.
This kind of walk that will not allow you to listen to the techies. What should we do about it now?
I was enjoying your show last week.
Oh.
And it was awesome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
Yeah.
I'm coming in from the side of Sagam, right?
Really? What's going on in Sagam?
Thank you about mental health. I think you will.
Madam Ngozi would really need to go on a break quickly.
Chai.
That's right. Family Clinic and Family Talk is live right now. 11:03 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Adwobi Teke.
And I'm Collins Teke.
This way. Okay, so it's time to head straight to the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And someone is in the clinic. This person needs our help as usual. But hey. Are you ready to hear his story?
It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
Okay, quickly, I'm going to read his story to you, and you tell us what you think and what you think he should do. He's in quite a very serious situation. I don't know what I would do if I'm in his shoes, but hey, like Colin said earlier when we started the show, sometimes what we did in our past, it just has a way of coming back. It just has its way of coming back. So John today has himself in a situation where his past is in his future, kind of. But I'm going to read his story. He says, "Hello, the Techers. My past is haunting me literally." He says, "Here is my story. While I was serving in the North, I met and dated a lady. Because she was way older than me, we had an understanding to be just friends with benefits and nothing more. I must tell you, Andrea and Collins, we had a lot of fun. We did many crazy things together."
Crazy things.
While this thing was going on, she had mentioned that she was a single mom to a teenage girl. Fast forward to my predicament, he says, 8 years after that experience and that particular relationship, I just found out the lady I'm about to get married to next month is the daughter of that my ex. We have been dating for 1 year plus. The mom says I can't marry her daughter without giving her a reason, but she is ready to go against her mom. That is, his girlfriend is ready to go against her mom. I really and truly love her, but I don't know what to do right now. please, I need help. I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's just a funny situation that he has found himself in. I'm going to take the story again so that you can get it clearly. Now, he says, "Hello, detectives. My past is haunting me literally. Here is my story. While I was serving in the North, I met and dated a lady. Because she was way older than me, we had an understanding to be just friends with benefits and nothing more. I must tell you, Andrea and Collins, we had a lot of fun. We did many crazy things together. While this thing was going on, she had mentioned that she was a single mom to a teenage girl." And he says, "Fast forward to my predicament. 8 years after that experience and the relationship, I just found out the lady I'm about to get married to next month is the daughter of that my ex. We have been dating for 1 year plus. The mom says I can't marry her daughter without giving her a reason, but she is ready to go against the mom. That is, his girlfriend is ready to go against her mom. Mm-hmm. I really and truly love her, but I don't know what to do right now." I mean, give the mom a good reason. I mean, that's what she's asking for, right?
No. The mom, actually, I think the way the person wrote it is that the mom has told the daughter that you can't marry the guy without giving the daughter a reason.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh.
Without giving the daughter, because I actually spoke to him on the phone. And he also opened up. When he said that crazy things, that's why he put it in quotes.
Okay.
So that they did a lot of crazy things. And then he's understanding why the mom would not want to allow.
Okay.
Him marry the daughter.
So is his mom, the mom to the girl, told the girl not to marry.
Yes.
The guy
without
and
giving a
the
reason.
The girl told her mom that the mom has to give her a good reason. Not to marry the guy.
So they're at that point, and the mom is not saying anything. He's now worried that if he tells the girl, it may not happen.
Oh wow!
They may not get married. Obviously, I mean, do you think the girl would take it and hear that you would ex the mom?
He
really loves the girl now. He's now caught in the mix. I also asked him. One thing I asked him about is whether, I mean, he also told me, he confided in me that the relationship they had, the girl has with the mom is not totally okay. That's why he could not know. I said, "How come you did not know all the while you're dating the babe?"
Yeah.
He said the girl was always saying daddy and the mom, they're not in good terms. You know, bother. But he now said, "Well, when we get married, now we'll at least see your mom."
Hmm.
So eventually, after persuasion, she now agreed to go and introduce. That's when the guy went there, boom, and found out that it was so the girl is thinking that the mom does not want her to get married to the guy because of the relationship. I mean, the fact that they had issues before. They had other issues. Like, they had a bad relationship.
Yeah.
She had a bad relationship with the mom.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me what happened.
Oh, wow.
So now the guy is caught in between agreeing with the mom that, okay, we'll close our mouth and let it go, or telling the babe and let the girl decide. And he cannot even stand. Lose, if you know, when you have built your life around somebody and you love the person so much that you are like, "This is my wife. This is the person I'm going to get married to." Like, you have made up your mind. You guys are getting married in months.
And then the mom is bent on saying she must not marry the guy.
No reason. Kole full reason.
Man, so, this is quite a situation.
So if you ask us, who we want to ask now?
Let's leave it to Omaomi. We'll be right back
to hear from you.
If you ask me, now who I go ask? No matter where we see, so you tell where you start. No be me go talk, be heavy for mouth. If you ask me, no matter for ground, now who I go ask? If you ask me, now who I go ask? No matter where we see, so you tell where you start. No be me go talk, be heavy for mouth. If you ask me, no matter for ground, now who I go ask?
That's right. She's asking, now who we go ask right now? It's a serious situation that this young man has found himself in. And we want to know what you think about this one. 0800-993-993-993. That's the phone line that you can reach us via. The female only line is 01465-7190. And we also have WhatsApp messages coming in. But hey, we want to take a few calls first. Now, this young man, wow, after having a good time in his past with this older lady who had a teenage girl at the time. And he says 8 years down the line, he found out that this particular teenage girl that he, we'll call her an ex, right? Happened to be the person he wants to get married to. He has fallen head over heels over this particular girl. And it happens that this girl is the mom to that his ex. Wow. And they did a lot of crazy things together. Now, his mom, the mom to this young girl that he's about to get married to, is saying, no, I'm not going to let you marry this young man. And the girl is saying, why? Why are you saying I shouldn't get married to him? And the mom is not giving any good reason as to why she shouldn't marry this man. And now this young man is in the mix. He is just there like, what should I do? Should I tell her the whole truth and nothing but the truth, or keep my mouth shut? But I love her. I want to be with her. What do I do? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome, Gus Will.
What's up, man?
Just alive. Welcome, welcome.
Lady, wow, good morning, ma.
Good morning. Welcome.
I feel like crying.
You feel like crying? Was that what you said?
Yeah.
Why?
Man, ma, you guys have impacted a lot.
Aww.
A lot. Listening to you guys every blessed day. I can't just express how I feel.
Wow.
Like, you guys, sometimes you guys talk about expectations, so many things about life, and it kind of just fucked my life.
We're glad.
Thank you, man.
We're welcome anytime. We're glad. We're glad that we're doing that. It's our pleasure, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have yourself a great day. So that's all Goswell had to say, but it's beautiful. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Lego!
Just alive. Ooh, how did you feel? It's great to have you.
It's good to be here.
It's great to have you.
Wow, what a story.
I know, right?
That guy is a big mess. You see, if I were him, I'll just open up. Because the reason the guy has not found out is because they are not in the same town. The moment you announce the marriage, in short, on the day of the marriage, the mother's friends will be there. And the next thing, you see, the story will start passing
around. Still come out.
So it's better to come out this time. Just do it once and for all.
So you're saying that let should him, tell the truth?
Yes, let him just open up, because it's not going to be hidden forever.
Aye. But man, it's tough.
The truth is just around the corner. So let him just open up.
Okay. All right, if you say so. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Austin.
All right, Austin.
I'm calling from Lakwe.
Okay. Thank you, Austin from Lakwe. All right. So you're saying that he should tell the truth right now, that it's still fresh, before things get out of hand. Do you agree with Austin? Do you think that he should spill it all out to his girlfriend, or allow the mom do the talking? Or should he meet with the mom first, one-on-one, without the daughter in the mix, and they should agree on how to have this conversation with the girl? I'm just thinking in my head, because trust me, this is such a serious situation. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome. What's your name, please?
I'm Grace from Igondo, Aziz.
Welcome, Grace.
I miss you, Andrea.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yeah, welcome.
Oh, really?
I'm a good listener to your program.
Thank you.
I didn't want 10,000 some time ago.
Just a minute, right? Yeah. Okay.
The story on ground.
Yes.
The Bible says, when you know the truth shall set you free. Let the guy say the truth from A to Z.
Are you sure he's going to be free? He might just lose his relationship with his girl. He might just lose everything. And he really loves his girl.
He did it in the days of ignorance. So I think he should open up completely.
Okay.
And the mother, the daughter, because all goes around must come around.
You know, at the end of the day.
So, at the end of the day, so let him open up.
Okay.
And he will receive mercy.
Okay.
If he has decided to turn a new leaf.
Let's hope so.
The marriage will be smooth.
Okay.
Have a lovely day.
And you too. Thank you so much, ma'am Grace. Remember, John is his dummy name. I think I didn't mention that earlier. John is his dummy name. He chose to remain anonymous. A lot of people who send your messages choose to stay anonymous. So we give them a dummy name. So his name is John for the sake of this conversation today. And remember, he is listening. And we try as much as possible so that to emphasize on the fact that it is a no judgment zone. I know that it's very easy for us to lay blames. It's good to, you know, critique and criticize as much as
we want. What's up, Lagos?
Okay. What's up, Lucky? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Lucky Tommy. Are you back?
Welcome.
Very happy to call you. Very happy.
Very happy to have you.
Yeah. You people are doing wonderful job.
Thank you.
You are doing wonderful job.
Thank you.
Most of the things I have inside of me, you're bringing me to a place, a light as a whole.
Wow.
For me to like get so many things.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm amazed talking to you on phone.
Thank you.
I'm very happy.
Aww.
Thank you for the good work you are doing for Nigeria.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy getting through.
Bye. Great.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Have yourself a great day, Lucky. Interesting. Okay. Hello.
What's up,
You deserve a round of applause. You deserve a round of applause.
Thank you. I'm
trying to get that one for you.
Thank you very much. I'm waiting for my prestige applause.
There you go.
Thank
this one's
you.
For you.
Thank you, everyone.
Wow. Welcome, Jason Lokpere. That was such an energy. Welcome. Are you still there? Oh, goodness. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think John should do? Should he spill the truth all out? Say it as it is? I mean, we don't know the amount of crazy stuff that they must have done. Mother and, you know, boyfriend this time. Anyway, we have some WhatsApp messages. I'll take a few before picking any other call. All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. Good morning, the Techers. What's up, Lagos? My name is Izu. First of all, he says Naira Marley would love to advise him. So he should open up. The truth always comes out and the consequences would be greater than what could happen now. It would be greater than even losing his lover. Okay, so you're saying he should tell the truth. Another message here says, what's up, Lagos? The best thing the guy should do is to explain to the girl about what happened between him and her mom, because if the guy eventually married the girl, they may have issues in the marriage and the guy may lose. Okay, it's coming from Femi in Ikoto. Thank you for your message. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Moses.
Hi, Moses. Okay, talk to me, Moses.
Yep. What's up, Lego?
Just alive. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. This story this morning is so funny.
Yes.
You know that the story, the guy is remembering the bad.
Mm.
I mean the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the past is which haunting him.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is for him to just tell the guy, tell the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I know that if he tell the girl may definitely leave him. And it's even going to be better than that, better to girl to leave him than to marry the girl, because when they marry now and the girl get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
when the girl put the bed, is the mother-in-law is coming to, is definitely coming to
so that same house, and now, you know, something might just trigger them and they're back to what
exactly,
they did in the past.
As a daughter, if you have put to bed and your mother just came to Omugo,
mm-hmm.
you cannot just freely leave your mother and go to work. Maybe my mother and my husband will be doing something at my back. Okay. For example, now something just happened. Your mother is at home.
Yeah.
And I just call you. Please, let your husband come and meet me at home. There's something I want to discuss with
yes.
you. Can you allow your husband to go and see your mother? You see that kind of thing? You see?
Okay.
So you not be freely... be in that marriage.
Yeah.
If your mother is at home, you'll be afraid. If your husband has gone out, you'll be thinking that maybe he has gone to meet my mother.
Okay.
You see that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So both of them will not be. Instead of that, he should just let the girl go.
He should let the girl go.
Should let the girl go. They say that separate, when you people are separate, when you are not married, uh-huh. better than when you are married and you separate.
And you break up. Man, but that's going to be a lot. He loves this girl a lot. So letting her go...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Letting her go will be tough. Now, I understand what you're saying. It has to do with the scar that her knowing about the situation could cause. It could scar her so much that she could lose trust in her, you know, her man. But let's not forget the fact that this happened many years ago. This was like a long time ago. But there could be that fear, you know, that something might trigger it and they could remember the crazy things they did in the past and they want to now go down back together. That could be a concern as well. But let me hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. On WhatsApp, Franklin is saying, "What's up, Lakers? Good morning, the Techers." A wise man once says, "The thing that we do today will tell what our tomorrow would be. The best thing he should do is to open up and come clean with the girlfriend if he truly loves her." What a life. A lesson for all. It's best to count the cost before you pay the price. All right. Melody is on the line calling from Pan Groove. Hi, Melody. Welcome.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. Yeah. I'm hearing you now.
All right. Talk to me, Melody. How are you doing?
I'm very fine, though. This story, Andre. This story one in Africa. So this story, Igakelego.
I did tell you. The thing shocked me, for body.
Oh, the story mad, though.
I did tell you, my brother.
But,
how you just here now?
They say that they put the story for skate. I don't know. They want to balance them. Because the guy don't friend the girl, mama.
I did tell you.
And meanwhile, the guy don't they date the mama pikin, abi. They want bury the master, abi.
I did tell you.
So me, for people say me, they just bury the master.
May they don't talk mama, at all.
May the mama just shut up. May the guy shut up. May they continue the love relationship.
But the mama now they talk say the girl not fi marry the You don't understand.
Over that one, that matter, that's
tough,
matter.
I did tell you, my brother.
You get... Wait till that other bros even talk just herself, and that one called boss, man. It's okay.
What did the mama can go do a mugo for the guy house? And, you know, firewood.
You know,
firewood. They put the light.
I didn't tell you.
the guy we just go market now. Huh? The mama we just take kitchen. You know that kind of old toshi now.
You know, everything we just pack up again. Another fire cost
time. Place
you
again.
Know.
Oh, but in short, to me, made a job for that relationship.
So you're saying that he should quit the relationship with it?
That relationship is an error.
Wow.
A big error.
Oh, wow.
You know, guy, they want to plaster, and not get out what they want to super glue that relationship.
Oh, wow.
You not go work.
Knock
mama, not speaking. Yeah, they want to see that miracle.
Okay. Thank you so much. We appreciate Melody. Thank you for calling. Okay. Wow. So he's saying that, I mean, you have to like quit the relationship. Huh. Instead of going together, having to re-spark that experience that happened in the past, is best to stay off it, you know, call off the relationship with the girl. Don't you think that it would raise some kind of suspicion if the girl, all of a sudden the guy says, we have to call off this wedding, or we have to call off this, the wedding, yes, mm-hmm. not to get married anymore. Don't you think that the girl will become very suspicious? That why is it that my mom is saying I can't marry you, and you're also saying that we shouldn't get married? Is that something I don't know? That could even lead to them saying the truth.
Okay, see, now we got to go break.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's live on What's Up Lagos. The family clinic indeed is live. And another matter, we wear trousers, you know, wear suits, you know, it's on the table. And Lagosians have been talking about it. It's a gentleman, if you're just joining us, if you haven't followed us, if you don't follow us on our socials, you probably, and if you're just joining us, you probably will not have an idea of what is happening here. So a gentleman who's about to get married, he just got to find out that the girl he's about to get married to is the daughter of an ex that they did many things together.
Crazy, you know, things in quotes.
Said crazy things. And he didn't get to know, just for those who are asking questions, why didn't he know? You have been dating this girl for 1 year plus. Why didn't you know? He didn't get to know because a girl actually had confided in him that she had issues with her mom, that they're not in talking terms, they're not in good, they don't have a good relationship. So she's pretty much been living her life on her own. So that's why, you know, there was never an opportunity for him to even know about the mom. So now that they're about to get married, they eventually got to meet the mom, and then it turned out the mom is the same woman that husband to be the our person today in the clinic.
Yeah,
is anonymous. Did we give him a dummy name?
Yes, we did. His name is John.
So John now is you know, got to find out that it's the same lady that they did crazy things together. The woman said, he said no straight up. And the woman also told the daughter that, you know, you can't marry this guy, without giving the daughter a reason.
A good reason.
And the daughter is not thinking that the reason is because they have been in bad terms anyway. So the daughter is saying, well, irrespective of whatever you tell me, I don't even care about you. It's my fiance that told me to come to meet you. So I'm going to go ahead.
Regardless.
The daughter is enthusiastic about it. She's ready to get married. Now this guy, now he has small skeleton in the cupboard. How you know, he loves the girl. He can't leave it. He can't just let it go. And now he needs help.
What
would you advise?
This is what I'm thinking, right? I'm sure that the reason the mom and the daughter don't exactly have a good relationship, probably the woman is notorious for, you know, some really bad attitude.
Okay.
And she has decided not to have a relationship with him because of it. Now, if this should add to that, do you think that she will still want to go ahead with the relationship? Do you think that, I mean, I'm just saying, because if they go ahead with the marriage eventually, and she still comes around to visit, don't you think that the daughter would be having some kind of distrust?
All right. Now, here's the thing. If they go ahead and ignore the woman, before they go ahead, are you saying that the guy would not tell the daughter? The guy was going to say, she has to know. Because the guy is in between, should I tell her? telling her we made it end. It ends, right? Now, the daughter is not aware that there's something between her and there'd be something between the mother and this is her fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
So what the guy is now stuck with, you see, he has two options. Either to tell the woman and tell the fiancé mm-hmm. and see what happens at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or close his mouth. Frankly,
mm-hmm.
and still hope that the mother would not open her mouth to tell the daughter
ha.
And go ahead. But you see, the go-to solution will most likely end the relationship. And that's why he's scared. He doesn't know what to do. He wants to hear from people. And perhaps all he needs to hear is to hear people tell him that, look, gentlemen, give up on that relationship, which is the one thing he's not ready to do. Because if he could, he wouldn't bring it on the radio.
That's right.
So man, what should he do?
What should he do? Hello.
Good morning. What's
Hi.
Up, Lagos?
Just alive. What's your name?
My name is Tammy.
Tammy.
Yes.
Okay, welcome.
Welcome, Tammy.
I am in camp, do not tell.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Yes, so camp, do not tell. Only because of what you just said now, that the mother and the daughter don't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
So, the big if.
Hmm.
If it continues like that, that they don't have a good relationship, and their chances are they're not going to have a good relationship, then why is it a good thing?
Hmm.
You shouldn't tell her. That's me. But then, you know, things might change. They might end up having a good relationship, and the mother will feel bad, and she'll be like, I have something to confess to you. Me and your husband, we know each other in the more than biblical way.
Hmm.
You know?
Mm.
That can happen. But if that doesn't happen, so like you say, if the mother and daughter don't have a good relationship, I'd have been like, bruh, don't tell, man, just go ahead, because they don't have a good relationship anyways.
Mm. Mm.
So, you know, chances are she will not find out.
Hmm.
But then, what if they do end up having a good relationship? I mean, like, over time, they now start talking and everything gets good.
Hmm.
When it happens, I guarantee you the mother's going to tell the daughter then.
Hmm.
That's a big chance they have to take. Like, except the marriage time, like, look, don't talk to your mother at all. Don't get close to her. She's a devil woman.
Wow.
You know, that kind of thing, yeah.
You know, the irony is the mother doesn't need to be in talking condition and in talking terms with daughter for her to spill it.
True, you have a point there. True, because she could just be like, you know what, I've been there.
You know.
I've been there, and then you know what, she doesn't like me. You know what, let me just pull this thing for this girl.
Yeah.
That's another chance. So the guy, he's seen all the angles that can go. It's left up to him.
Hmm.
So if whichever way he takes it, it looks like the mother is the one that's going to tell.
Hmm.
Whichever way, the mother is going to tell. Whether she's in good terms with the daughter or she's not in good terms, though, that man might come in mischievous. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Wow.
Messages are here on WhatsApp and Facebook where we're streaming live, and on YouTube where we're streaming live also. A lot of messages.
Yeah, that's right. Mubarak on WhatsApp says, good morning, the techers. In situations like this, it's always best to open up, even if it would mean losing the girl. It just avoids a lot of potentially messy stuff. He said, secondly, when he is about to move on with another person, he should do his background checks to avoid any such reoccurrence. Don't be surprised, Andrea.
That what?
With things like this, there are possibilities that even siblings may have dated or even married each other unknowingly due to lack of background check before entering the relationship. This reminded me. I saw a video. I saw a video of a couple. They were recording themselves, and they said they've been married, they've been friends for I think 10 years, and they've been married for 15. They just found out that they're both siblings. I was just laughing, like, wow. Oh my God, these two.
Wow. I mean, it's very common. That's common in our culture where we have brothers, and especially our fathers. Our fathers that will have children outside, and they won't tell.
Mm.
They just keep quiet. They just punk me. And that's a danger.
Mm.
That's a danger of keeping such something. Well, I know you can have a good reason to keep it, but remember that these children can meet themselves and fall in love.
Mm.
Because love does not know color, skin, or relative.
That's
love
right.
Actually does not know any of that.
Mm.
If you don't know, you can just fall for it. The guy should open up to the girl and withdraw from the marriage. Otherwise, if he eventually goes on to marry, the chains of immorality must surely continue in the family from generation to generation. Mm.
Wow.
Oh boy, see spiritual angle.
Wow.
Wow. He said, I'm Steve by name. What's up, Lagos? I know it wasn't easy, and John is in a dilemma now. So nevertheless, let the truth be told. He said, let him see his friends and spill out the truth. And it's better to be bitter now than to get, and it will get sorted out later. Now, John shouldn't go out alone to see the lady's mother. Don't forget that they have had a lot of crazy things together, and the feelings will always be coming back. You know, every time they see each other, it might not be from John. It might always, it could be from the woman. Now, that's another thing. What if the woman is also in love? Like, the those experiences, they don't just, you don't just write them away. Because do you just see your ex and just move on like that? Not everyone moves on like that.
I mean, that's just the fear right now, that seeing the guy again could trigger things.
Life no balance.
You know, seeing the guy again could trigger things, and from who the mom has, I mean, I don't know about how the mom behaves or who she is, but I'm just guessing that it's possible that she's I don't know, man.
I mean, it's a tough place.
Oh, it is. It is.
It's just, this is just typical. The guy already understands. John already understands. For him to have said that, it's typical. My past haunting me, as it were. Because I mean, that's why. What did he do wrong by falling in love?
I don't know.
You know, with people. Oh my God! What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chance to life.
Yeah. Please, before I contribute to this, I would like to ask some questions. Like, how long ago was this relationship for John to, you know, meet this woman's daughter? Was it before the girl was born or after she had been born?
I don't know. I don't understand your question.
Okay, well I'm just, okay, don't miss. I don't know the age difference between this, between John and this girl, the daughter.
Okay.
But asking me.
Okay. Did you follow the story? Did you follow the story?
Well, towards the end, and I could kind of understand that John dated this girl's mother, and now, you know, later met this girl, and, you know, they fell in love and they want to marry, and now the issue is because now, he had dated the girl's mother.
Okay. She was a teenager as at the time this guy, John, our friend today, was dating his mom, and they were both coppers serving in the north.
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
And by then, okay, the girl was a teenager.
Yes.
That's right.
And the mom had mentioned to John that she had a teenage girl. They were just friends with benefits anyways, because there was a large age difference between them.
Both of them.
And they agreed. They had that agreement. You know what? Let's just keep this. We can't get married, obviously. And I'm a single mom with a teenage daughter. And that's all he knew about it. And then years later, he was dating this lady. This lady also said that she was not in talking terms with the mom. And she doesn't want the mom in her business or anything. But because they were planning, they were really deep in relationship, 1 year plus, they decided to go get married. So, you know, because of that, he persuaded the girl to take her to the, to the mom. And then he got to find out. That's how he got to find out.
That's the same person that he did crazy stuff with. You get the story now.
So that's what he reported. So he's now in a fix. Like, look, do I go ahead? I love this girl, and you can't explain when someone is in love.
Each way I look at this, I think it is a no. Because if I say, okay, should they just ignore the mother, you know, and just say, since they have not even been in good relationship, let the girl just go on and marry and let them forget her. You know, completely, not even coming for Mugo or anything, let them just do their thing. But there will be a time when something will come up and this girl will miss her mom, will miss her mother, because maybe John has his own mother and so on. You know, she will miss her mother, and she will blame John for all this. And this will be put a strain. This will bring a strain to the relationship. On the other hand, if they, you know, tell, you know, if they tell and say, and you know, let us tell her and then we can still get married. I mean, it won't work. This thing is a burden. So it will be a burden on especially maybe the girl and the mother. The mother will keep blaming herself for look. But I mean, that's what she did when she did it. But what I stand for is that it is better to bear the pain, no matter how tough it is, now than later. At least for now, it could be foreseen what the pain could be.
Could be.
But so you never know, and it could be worse.
Okay. So you're advising him now that he should...
Is it quit?
I said their children, if they do have...
So you're saying now that he should quit the relationship?
I think so. I think he should just both of them should prepare themselves for that. They should call the girl, mother and John, call the mother and the boyfriend, former boyfriend, call the daughter and say, this is what happened.
Okay.
Even if the girl said, I don't mind, I don't mind, you see what you did to me, mother, and all that, John should, they should insist that marriage should not go
ahead.
He's inviting a counselor.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Ironically, this is not the only time that I've heard this kind of story.
Yes.
I mean, you remember this time a friend had the mother and two daughters at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was even boasting with it. And these things happen. They happen in our society. It's happening right now as we speak in Lagos or somewhere. And it's a crazy experience.
That's right.
Super crazy experience.
That's right.
All right. Messages, right?
Yeah, there are messages. We are streaming live on YouTube, also on Facebook, so you can quickly go there and view us live. Moses is on the line. Hi, Moses.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to live.
Yeah. First, my question is this. The takers, if sex is sweet and nice to have before marriage, you should say it out easily. If it's a nice thing they've done, why they were having all the fun upon the phone, it's a nice thing. You should say it. You understand? For you to know, many people that are not wise should continue, because the person you are sleeping with today is somebody else that will marry her. The man too is somebody else that will marry them. So when somebody tells you keep yourself, it's not, it doesn't mean, or God has said keep yourself, God knows what he's saying. So what they've done before both of them is right, they should open up easily to the girl. You understand?
Okay.
Now, secondly, the truth is that you can't, as a wise guy, Mr. John, you're listening, you can't marry them. You alone, you should think about it. Tomorrow you have a daughter. Can you allow somebody that slept with the mother sleep with your daughter?
Oronla, that's a full stop. John should be thinking about that.
Wow.
That's it. And call the girl, tell him the truth, because it will cause problems between both the girl and her mother.
All right. Thank you very much, Moses. There's not much to cause, because the girl already has a bad relationship with the mother from the story. But it's looking like one thing is standing out. There's no closing your mouth. This is one of those situations where you have to face your past.
Yeah.
Like face it like this, face to face, squarely. And then blame yourself. And I mean, not blame yourself, because not blaming it. Be responsible for your actions.
That's right.
It's nothing like, I did not know. Just be responsible for your actions.
I like that you mentioned that part, be responsible for your actions, because at the end of the day, nobody pushed you to do it.
Nobody.
You did it and you had fun. Like you said, you had lots of fun. You enjoyed yourself. You did crazy things. You were being you, having a good time. So own up to it.
Yeah. So on the part of the guy and the woman, both of you have to be responsible for your actions.
That's right.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong. Age is not a... they say age is not a
barrier.
It's not a barrier when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
But if you have a daughter, you can't be seen dating someone who is your daughter's age. You know, I don't know. I'm not an expert. But that's the challenge. You should come up with principles like, look, I cannot. Because the truth is, you can foresee that there's a possibility of you ending up, I mean, having, you know, someone who you have dated date your daughter.
Man, this is a tough place.
And there are people, more people, not just John. So we'll bring these stories. It's not just for the person who's in the clinic. It's everybody.
That's right. Kinsley on WhatsApp, this is Kinsley Okudibe, says, to be realistic, end the relationship. Call it quit, because such relationship will always have you in each other's way. Move on to the next boss. This boss is a darn fool.
So what happens? You know, both of them now, this Okafor's law could still play for both of them.
That's right. That's,
so
that's
what
the
would the guy?
Point,
so
actually,
even if it ends the relationship, what's the guarantee?
Oh man, this is what I'm thinking, and this
that should, Okafor's this, law can come to play.
It can.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly my own reservation of the game. That's why I keep saying that. What if they see themselves again and something just triggers? What if he could just look at her again and something triggers, or she looks at him and remembers, he hit the right spot that time. He could still do the same thing this time, you know.
Kali maliba ha.
Anything could trigger it. But this is what I'm thinking, right? Mm. And this could be my own advice to him.
Mm.
I think that he should have a one-on-one with the mother and look for a good time to talk to the girl about it.
Ugh.
That's what I think. They both have to tell this girl. She's innocent.
Right.
And you can't toy with her emotions more, right?
Dude,
I think hiding it from her, right, would toil with her emotions even more.
Hi. But here's the thing. They've planned everything and it's crazy, man. It's not easy to... You know, the girl must have told her friends, I'm getting married. Oh, I love you two together. And blah, 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 blah. Anyways, there's a celebrity right now who's in the news who's... we're not happy about it, but, yeah. I mean, his engagement was called off. I mean, his marriage was called off just weeks before the marriage.
Too bad.
And nobody knows what happened.
Too bad.
Nobody knows what happens. So these things happen in a real life, and it's a tough place to find yourself. Oh boy, more calls coming in.
Yeah, that's right. More calls. We'll take a few before we go on a break. Hi, kindly tone down the volume on your radio.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, you have Soshebo on the line.
Welcome, Soshebo. It's good to
Thank
have you.
Thank you very much. You are actually handling a very tough. Tough decision there.
Tough.
Yeah, for me, just as people have said, it's simple. The guy should let the lady know this is the reason why I'm quitting. So that the girl too will learn from that. And the mother too should let the girl know. And as Moses said, that relationship should not continue. Because even if they scare through now, in the long run, it will still scatter. So for me, it should open up to the lady and quit the relationship, no matter what they have committed into it.
Thank you very much. We'll go on that quick break. My biggest lesson from this story, and it's just that, look, no matter the situation, your parents, whenever you're in a relationship and you know it could lead to marriage, the earlier you let your family members know about the person, especially your parents, the better for you.
That's right.
Post pictures, put it out there.
Yeah. You might just be dating your sister.
Hi.
Or your brother. Or, you know.
Or a relative, or cousin.
A cousin, or even...
You know. I know someone who's dating a cousin, lock up. You got to lock up. You say after we don't bunch you there, what else?
I mean... All right, quickly. Our time is past spent. 11:56 already, and that means we need to call it a wrap.
Shy.
On the show today, I want to quickly take Dipa's message. So Dipa said, mother and son and John should tell the daughter and let her make her decision. Her mother has no say in this matter, given the circumstances.
Some people are saying it's spiritual, that the gods cannot forgive this. Mother and daughter, that it's a taboo. That you run away. I think that came in from Kufuruji on YouTube Live.
Yeah.
That he should run away from the family for his own good.
Another person is saying, this is Luchi, says, it's not the mom's responsibility. He should tell his fiancé himself, bearing in mind that they don't have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the end of the day, I think a majority of the people who called in and sent in messages said that he should tell his girlfriend one way or the other. She has to know and she needs to know about his past. I think that should be the whole thing about getting married. We should lay it all out and tell ourselves the truth. What you've been through, what you've done in the past, so nothing can come to me like a surprise.
It looks like we're going to bring that topic back.
Yeah.
Or meet, or tell it all.
I think you should tell it all out. John, if you're listening, find a very sweet, romantic atmosphere. Be all cozy and loved up with her and tell her the truth. If she loves you.
I'm a lama.
Hey. Man, it's
God will not let us enter in that situation. Somebody say amen.
Me.
Lord, please let everybody know. This is my boyfriend. Oh, this is my girlfriend. Oh.
People who are hiding. Your lover. You're hiding your boyfriend because you don't want some people to snatch. My brother and sister. Open love. Anyways, guys, we need to step aside. Thank you, Lagos Nigeria, for always being a darling. Thank you for always coming through whenever someone is in the clinic.
That's right. John, good luck to you, man.
Good luck, man.
Our prayers are with you.
Our love is with you as well.
And God help you.
I can't really help you.
Yeah. And if you're in that situation, man, let it out.
Let it out, oh.
You can't hide it, oh.
Don't hide it, oh.
You still come out. Pick up your life somewhere. Forget love in this situation. Just cancel the love. I'm not just, you know, it's tough. I still feel like John is still in the more confused state, but hopefully he'll make that decision.
He would.
He needs the courage to do it.
It will be tough, right? It will be tough for him to say because of what he thinks he's done, but I'm sure that he will find a way to talk to her about it and this will be resolved. And we need to step aside. My name is Andrea. Adwobi, take care.
And I'm Collins. Take care, the microphone heavyweight. God bless you.